Would you like to slide down a rope along the smooth, hard side of a mountain wall, knowing you would land on the roof of the place where the Dragon Lady and her men were encamped? Well, that's exactly what Terry and Pat Ryan plan to do. And we'll hear all about it in today's transcribed adventure, so listen closely. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Say, kids, if you'd like something extra special swell to drink, ask your mother to get a can of Libby's Hawaiian Pineapple Juice. Boy, oh boy, does it taste wonderful. It's got the glorious natural flavor of really ripe Hawaiian pineapples, the true flavor, because Libby uses pineapples that actually ripened on the plant. And note that I said Hawaiian pineapples. The big, juicy beauties that grow in Hawaii are believed to be the finest in all the world. I tell you, you just don't know how delicious a fruit juice can be until you taste this Hawaiian pineapple juice of Libby's. And remember this, very important. Libby's pineapple juice is a good source of vitamins. It supplies vitamin C and vitamin B1. Now, your mother knows vitamins are essential for good nutrition and wants you to eat things that provide them. So she'll be delighted to give you Libby's pineapple juice, especially since the whole family will go for it in a great big way. Ask Mother to get some tomorrow. Libby's Hawaiian pineapple juice. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. With Pat Ryan, Captain Blaze, and Cheery Blaze, Pat Ryan is determined to make a surprise raid on Blaze's Burma Road headquarters, now in the hands of the Dragon Lady and her gang. Terry and his friends have already captured Sing Sing and five of his men and left them bound and guarded by Connie. Now it has been decided to make a daring descent by rope to the roof of the building where the Dragon Lady holds forth. So let's join our adventurous companions as they make their way along a narrow, rocky mountain path. It is night, and now and then the moon comes out from behind a cloud to light up the scene.
You all right back there?
Okay so far, Captain. How about you, Terry?
Right behind you, Pat. Everything okay, Chewy?
Yeah, but if it's tough, it's only narrow. We'll be walking on air.
You said it. Nothing but mountain wall on one side, nothing but wide open space on the other.
And a drop of about 500 feet straight down.
I've always wondered how it would feel to climb the outside of an office building. Well, now I know.
Well, how can we slide down this wall, Captain? Where can we get 500 feet of rope?
Don't need 500 feet, Pepe. We'll start going downhill in a minute, and when we stop, we'll only be about 75 feet up from the ground. But we'll be directly over the roof of Midian.
I hope so. And don't forget, 75 feet is quite a drop, too.
Well, just as long as the roof don't break or nobody sees us sliding down and picks us up. Now then, you hotties, this is the jumping off place. This is just what I mean. Take a look down below, Terry.
Is that 75 feet? Like 175.
Well, that's probably because it's dark down there. When the moon comes out, it makes sort of crazy shadows.
Well, just the same, it's quite a slide for life. Sliding down a rope from here may be okay, but once we get down there, there's no chance to get back.
That's right, so it is. Look down there. You can see the lights from the big house shining out on the ground.
Well, if you landed on the roof, you'd better take your telescope.
I've got it right here, Sheriff.
We'll need it if we're going to look through windows around corners and not be seen.
The thing to do is to get down as fast as you can while the moon is behind the cloud. No use taking extra chances, Patrick. If one of those hooligans down there should happen to look up and see you or Terry dangling from a rope, well, you'd make a good target.
Like a parachute man, huh?
Something like that.
Well, let's see. All we need is a rope. Just a little detail, you know.
Now, keep your shirt on, Patrick. I'll get it for you. I got a lot of little hiding places around here, so I have.
Must be related to the squirrel family.
It pays to look ahead, I always say. Wait here. I'll come back with a coil of rope long enough to reach down below and a lot more.
An amazing man, your father.
Yeah, I think so, too, but he hadn't been crooked. If he hadn't been a smuggler and a hijacker, why, he wouldn't have been on all this trouble. Neither would you, nor Terry. April Kane wouldn't be down there a prisoner of the Dragon Lady.
Well, it's all very true. But we can't undo what's been done to it.
No, I suppose not. Oh, let's hope this is the last desperate chance any of us will have to take.
Yeah. I can think of a lot of things I'd rather do than slide down a rope and land on the Dragon Lady's head.
And by the way, Just Terry and I are going to use the rope.
I'm going with you.
Not this trip, Terry.
You think because I'm a woman...
No, it isn't that. You'd better stay up here and watch one end of this rope.
Oh, nothing can happen up here.
Oh, yes. I'm thinking we might help April to escape by hauling her up here.
They wouldn't have to all panic into him if April was to vanish right in front of them. Say, that's an idea, Pat.
So you and your father stay right here, Sherry.
All right.
Down then, my lad. Here's the coil of rope. It's new and strong and will hold the weight of an elephant.
That's it. Looks like the real thing.
Ought to be. I stole it off in an army truck not more than 2 weeks ago.
All right, all right. Now then, we've got to tie the rope and anchor it securely. It must be a big rock or a root of a tree or something.
Over here, Pat. Always do. You can tie the rope around this rock, see?
And let it slide through here.
Yeah.
Then we'll anchor it on this side.
Come here, Blaze.
Yeah.
Does this look like a good spot to tie the rope? We can't make a second guess, you know.
Yes, yes. That's as good as any.
Sure is, Pat. Besides, Captain Blaze and Sherry will be up here to keep an eye on it.
Well, now then, Captain. While I'm tying this, we may have a job for you.
You'll not get me to slither down that rope. No, sorry.
No, no. You stay up here. But we may want you to haul April Kane up here. Think you can do it?
If you can get her free of that book down there, I'll haul her up, and you too, if needs be. Hey, Sherry?
Yeah, yeah. We'll stand by.
Say, what time is it? We better get started. I feel like Jack and the Beanstalk, remember?
It's about 9 o'clock or such a matter. Now then, who's going first?
I'll go first.
No. Better let me go first here.
But I'm lighter than you, Pat.
Now listen, my dear Alphonse or my dear Gaston. I'm going first. If the rope breaks, then I've lived longer than I should anyway.
He's right, Terry. Let him risk his bloated neck anyway. All right, Peppy. We're all set to see you shove off.
Got your telescope with you, Mr. Ryan?
Yeah. A gun and the telescope.
Well, keep your fingers crossed, folks.
Sure will, my lad. And keep your legs crossed around that rope.
No worries. Blaze next door to the firehouse. I'll signal when I get down.
He's sliding down all right. Oh, not too fast.
Almost out of sight now. And it's dark down there when the moon's hidden.
Remember, Terry, when you get down there, yank the rope twice so we'll know all is well.
Yes, Terry, please. Please, we'll wonder what's happening.
Okay, I will. And if we want you to haul up on the rope, we'll yank it 3 times. That's the thing.
Good enough. He must have reached the roof by this time, eh?
I don't know. I can't see him now.
And I hope nobody else sees him.
Ah, the rope is loose. I feel a tug on it. Yep. He's landed safe this way, huh? Well, Sherry?
All set. I have a gun and I got my shoes slung over my neck. Guess I can slide down better my stocking feet to get a better grip.
Then get on with you. And good luck, Ben Iron.
Yes, Terry. Good luck. Be careful.
If we get April free, we may send her up. Be ready for a big bundle.
You can depend on it. I'll free you all up if necessary.
Please, be careful, Terry. So long.
Terry. How are you coming, Terry?
Okay, Pat.
Okay, now. Drop down quietly. We gotta be careful on this roof. All right. Well, I made it. When I got halfway down the rope, it started swaying. I got kind of dizzy, but all right now.
Now then, this roof is flat, but we've got to walk careful and keep down. That moonlight might pick us out and we'd be popped off but quick.
Okay. Now what do we do?
Well, let's get our bearings. Now that side of the building is the main entrance. The gate and wire fence is that way. You can see it from up here.
Let's get over on the far side, Pat, close to the mountain wall. Somebody will be guarding that side.
Right. And don't put your shoes on up yet.
Now, this is a good spot to drop down to the ground, only about 10 feet. Wait, Pat. That's above the window. It's open, too.
Huh?
Hey, that's right. Can you remember whose room this was or is?
No.
But I can find out. Where's the telescope?
Here it is.
That's what we need, too. Now, I think I can look into the
room if I stretch out flat and look through there. Anybody else in the room?
No. Not that I can see from here. The telescope can turn to most of the room. No. There's nobody else in there.
A path maybe can start changing. If it is able, we can bring out here on the roof and have police all up on the mountain wall.
Yeah, if the dragon lady, we can do the same thing. Six of one and half a dozen of the other. I'd like to make the dragon lady vanish into thin air. That'd throw a scare into her gang of cutthroats.
Well, shall I get into the room, Pat?
You better let me do that, Jerry.
Look, you stay right here and keep an eye out for trouble. And keep an eye on that periscope, too.
Okay. I guess you can lower yourself to the window sill and then swing in.
Now, listen, fella. If there's any trouble, we're in a spot. We're going to shoot first and talk after. Catch.
Say, you don't suppose that could be anybody else in there? Anybody besides April of the dragon lady?
No. Not unless there's been some visitors we don't know about. Here, take the telescope and look sharp.
Right. You do this.
Okay, here I go.
I can get inside the room. You get ready to lend a hand. Getting the lady out through this window and up on the roof.
Right. I sure wish I knew who she was.
Well, you'll get your wish in a moment, Harry. Just keep looking while I go into that room.
And that's just what Terry is doing. Lying on the flat roof, peering through the periscope, looking into the dimly lit room as Pat Ryan enters it through the window. Who is the woman asleep on the bench? Is April Kane or the Dragon Lady or... Well, I'll give you a hint in just a moment. Now remember, you're going to ask your mother to get some Libby's pineapple juice. You don't want to miss out on what's just about the grandest drink there is. Libby's, you see, is really, truly Hawaiian pineapple juice. With the glorious natural flavor of full ripe Hawaiian pineapples. It's one of the most refreshing and delicious drinks in the whole world. And your mother will be glad to get this wonderful drink for you if you just tell her this. Tell her Libby's Hawaiian pineapple juice supplies vitamin C and vitamin B1. Your mother knows how important those vitamins are. Another swell tasting drink that gives you vitamins is Libby's tomato juice. The name of these grand drinks is Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. Ask your mother to get Libby's pineapple juice and Libby's tomato juice. Now, in tomorrow's Transcribed Adventure, you may be quite surprised at what Pat Ryan finds in that room. It may not be the Dragon Lady or April Kane at all, because the Dragon Lady has had visitors since we last met her, and these visitors will prove to be people we know. So be sure you listen to the thrills of tomorrow's adventure along the Chinese-Burma Road.